Now, the Pretoria Magistrates Court has given a 47-year-old man a 15-year sentence for raping one man and trying to rape another. And that's at a shelter in Acacia. The incident took place in a shelter's bathroom in July and November of 2023, while Neil Klein and both victims were residing at the shelter. Some interesting, very scary situations there. But now the victim of the rape informed a staff member about this incident, leading to the second victim revealing the prior attempted rape. Now, to discuss this matter a bit further with us, we are joined by the NPA spokesperson, Lumka Mahanjana. Very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for giving us your time this afternoon. I want to say that this is a bit of a shock, but we know that in South Africa we have this crisis of rape that is quite widespread in the country. But it seems to me like it's getting worse. What are your thoughts?
You know, each and every day when you go to court, you find that there are cases of sexual offenses. Literally, every day, someone is being sentenced for sexual offenses crimes. So this is one of the crimes that are very a lot, especially in our jurisdiction, which is now the region that I'm spokespersoning for, the Gauteng division.
Now, the fact that, you know, it took someone to come forward about this situation before another victim actually decided to muster up the courage to come forward. I mean, that tells us also what another issue that's part of this crisis is that victims don't come forward. They don't feel like they are going to have the protection if they actually do come forward and you know, report the offenders. Is this something that you know is being looked at?
Indeed, you find that especially male victims. If you look at this case is one of its kind, where a male was given 15 years direct imprisonment for rape of another man. And you must note that 15 years imprisonment is the minimum prescribed crime for that offense. So he got the full sentence for that crime. So it is quite rare that you find a case where a male perpetrated rape to another man, maybe because men don't report. And if you look at this case in particular, there was a victim prior this one who was raped, where there was an attempted rape on him. He did not speak until this one who was then raped, the second victim, spoke. When he heard him reporting, that is when he came out and reported. That is why we do outreach programs in communities. We encourage victims to come out and speak and not wait for an incident of someone closer to them. Because you must understand, this incident happened at a shelter. That shelter is specifically for males. So it's for males who were previously street dwellers. So they are taken to that shelter to rebuild themselves. So you must imagine the trauma those two victims suffered as a result of this rape. Even the magistrate in her ruling acknowledged that this accused person took advantage of vulnerable males who had gone to the shelter, because they've been at the shelter for approximately less than 3 months. So they were there to rebuild themselves. And this male accused took advantage of the two male victims. And maybe because they were new at the shelter, hence why the first victim felt shy to report. We'll never know the reasons behind that not reporting. It had to take the second victim to report to get the other victim to report.
Now, a lot of people would say that rape should be treated similarly, especially in court and through the legal system, as murder. Is 15 years for rape, does that send the message that we aren't taking this serious enough in South Africa, especially given the crisis of rape in the country?
Indeed, you must understand that there are offences that have prescribed sentences. Now, a rape of an adult has a prescribed sentence of 15 years. So this accused here, this man who was convicted and sentenced, got the maximum sentence that he could get when committing that offense of rape. However, the prescribed minimum sentence differs. For example, if you rape a child, then there's a certain prescribed minimum sentence, which is life imprisonment. And most of the time, people who are convicted of raping children are mostly given that prescribed minimum sentence of life imprisonment.
But should rape not be treated the same across the board?
You must understand that rape of a minor child has a prescribed minimum sentence. So it's coming from there. There is a prescribed minimum sentence for every type of rape. So I think we should move from that. For example, if you rape a minor child, the prescribed minimum sentence is life. But if a rape is for an adult person, the prescribed minimum sentence for that offense is 15 years. And the man we are talking about here received that maximum sentence he could get from the court of law. And the state asked for the court to impose that prescribed minimum sentence of 15 years. And the court gave exactly that sentence.
Do you think enough is being done in South Africa, especially from a legal perspective, to deter people from this heinous crime of rape in South Africa?
You know, we can never measure what enough is enough. Like I said earlier, we run programs in communities where we educate communities about such crimes and how they should report such crimes. There are sentences given every day. Every day when you go to court, there is someone being sentenced for a sexual offenses crime. And when the judges are handing down those sentences, they always say that we hope that this sentence will serve as a deterrent. And it seems like people are listening, or other people are not listening. Hence, we are not stopping. We are not stopping the outreach programs, and yet we are not stopping as the NPA prosecuting the people who are suspects or who are accused of committing sexual offences.
Well, it definitely is a serious situation, and hopefully, as you mentioned, hopefully this sentence does deter people in future from committing the same heinous crime. But it is very concerning that this is what's happening in shelters, probably not just in the Gauteng area, but probably across the country as well. I think that is the concern here as well. But Lumka, we are going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for giving us your time this afternoon.